initially I thought that you know, we managed to bat a day for only losing 3-4 wickets or whatever it was, which was a good effort. But yeah, the weather interfered, not just the rain that we've had a little bit, but it was bad light for quite a bit of the match as well. So was difficult to get a result. We did try and come together and put our heads together to try and make a really good game of cricket for the spectators and for both teams, but sadly we didn't quite get to the right negotiation, and it meant that it was probably some cricket that didn't mean a lot. And I don't mean that necessarily, because first class cricket you want it always to mean something, but it did mean that we were playing for points. When you do that, then you know, you can easily take your foot off the gas, and I think we probably did that with the bat a little bit there, because you know, a couple of wickets for Keyswet is a little bit embarrassing, but these things happen. Mm.
But you did have a chat this morning with the Somerset guys to see if you could come to some agreement.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'll mind me saying that. I think our final sort of bid and offer was 340 off 75, but it wasn't quite to what they wanted. I thought that was quite reasonable from Darryl. I thought it was a reasonable target to set. They've got some very attacking middle-order players. There's a big strength there with Butler, Keyswetter, obviously Compton in Nick, and Trigo and Hildreth. But they didn't want to take that on, and that's their right. You know, it's up to them if they want to agree to something, and sadly we didn't quite get an agreement.
Things to take out of the game, some good, some bad?
Yeah, I think Vikram obviously got 100, which is magnificent. We haven't had too many hundreds this year, so it was really good for Vikram to get 100. I thought Jack Shantry's bowling was excellent. He probably showed a few of our other seamers up, and the way he bowled his first spell was magnificent. His second spell probably not quite as good, but then when he got hold of the ball again for the third time, he bowled a very long spell, and if you look at his end figures, they were excellent. I think he bowled around about 28 overs, I think, and bowled 11 maidens for his 5-wicket haul, but you know, he kept control for us and also was quite potent when the ball swung.
Yeah. And first of all, he tied the batsman down, didn't he? Because they were actually going quite well when he came
on.
Yeah,
but you know, his strength is that he can bowl a line in length. He bowls a good line and he bowls a good length. And, you know, he's not the quickest bowler in the world, but he's certainly got enough pace. He's got movement with the ball, but also movement that doesn't affect his line in length, which makes him useful. So, you know, Jack never lets you down, whether it's one-day cricket, four-day cricket, CB40 and 2020, he never lets you down, and he's a very determined character. But he's got skills. You know, people look at him and they go, well, he's got no pace. But Jack's got enough pace to be okay in county cricket. But more importantly, he's got control, and he's quite unique with his action, which makes him different. And I like those skills.
You move on now to one-day cricket, so no four-dayers now for about a month.
Yeah, we haven't, you know, we've not fully reviewed that game. We've only just finished. I just said to the lads, we'll try and get back to four-day cricket at the end of the 2020 stuff, and what we'll do is reassess where we are and what we need to do with bat and ball. And the reason for that is that now I want them to totally focus on this one-day spell. We've got 3 one-day games, which are very crucial to us, because, you know, we've had a reasonable start in the CB40. If we win them 3, then we're going to be in a reasonable position. So, you know, that's the first sort of target, is to play well in those 3 games. And then, so as soon as they're finished, we're right into the 2020s. And it's a tournament to win. It's a tournament that we want to qualify for. And so I want their minds now totally focusing on 20 over cricket. And we'll park the 4-day stuff on the shelf for now and dust it off and bring it out again before the next 4-day game.